This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. The installation mass for Pope Francis took place 1 year ago on March the 19th, 2013, in St. Peter's Square, before a crowd of nearly 200,000 people that included leading cardinals and dozens of world leaders. In his homily at the installation mass, the new pope appealed for the protection of human life and the environment, and said tenderness is not a sign of weakness. Monsignor John Kennedy is a senior official at the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith and was among those present at the installation mass that took place on that sunny St. Joseph's feast day. He told me that the gestures and words of Pope Francis at his installation mass were already a clear pointer to the tone of his papacy.
Well, I would say it wasn't just the homily that gave a clue to his future plans for the church, which we've all experienced over the last year or so. But in fact, it was even his first gesture. You know, at Mass, the Pope would usually come out maybe 5 or 10 minutes before the celebration and tour around the square. Pope Francis came out at least a half an hour before Mass. And to the 150 or 200,000 people waiting, including dignitaries and religious leaders from all over the world, they had the chance to actually see with their own eyes, really, before they even heard with their own ears what this man was going to say. And we know the beautiful gestures that took place in the Mass, the fisherman's ring, the pallium, and the obedience as displayed by the cardinals. All of this fits into the beautiful style that we have experienced over the last 52 weeks. I mean, who could actually forget the moment when Pope Francis stepped down out of the Popemobile and went and approached the disabled man who was being held in the arms by, I'm sure, maybe a father or some relation as well. And that gesture of humility and compassion and love and outreach has characterised for the whole world what this man completely stands for. And then, you know, going to the homily that you mentioned, he did pay special attention to the figure of St. Joseph. And he said that everyone needs to care not only for the earth and for the world, but for each other in this kind of outreaching that has characterised his whole Petrine ministry.
And in fact, you mentioned those gestures. He not only, as you say, got out of his jeep to bless and kiss the disabled man. At another point, he gave supporters a thumbs up sign. It's again the sign of his spontaneity, his informality, if you like.
It's true. I've had many experiences down through the last year where I've got tickets for people, pilgrims who wanted to go to the audience. And the amount of people who've shown me what are very close-up pictures of the Pope, not only the profile of his face, but also his gestures, his facial expressions, his wave, his smile, his reaching out to children. All of these things are really, really important for people. They're his way of reaching out to people, and they feel that he has a special connection with them, and consequently, they then have a special connection with him.
So a year later, what for you have been perhaps some of the greatest surprises of his pontificate, or even the greatest surprise?
I wouldn't say there's one particular surprise. I would say there's a whole basket of small surprises. I love, for example, his daily meditations and the fact that people all around the world are logging on to Facebook, to Vatican Radio, to News VA, and to actually read and hear. I've said on other occasions how if you were a parish priest doing the morning mass in your local church, you could actually listen or maybe download his thoughts and almost recycle them for your own parish because they're so profound. His call for peace at a time there where the world was tipping towards more violence. I've always felt in the last year, here's a man with a mission. And he certainly has started off the way he means to continue. Another thing is that we've said it before, I suppose, in many ways, his meekness, his kindness, his humility has been a great imitation of the figure of St. Joseph. And in many ways, he's trying to get his message out there in a very urgent and in a very impassioned way, because he feels that the message of the gospel is as necessary today as it has ever been. And he's trying to reach out to young generations. I mean, I could phone calls from people all over my own country, and they're always turn to the question of, well, how do you think Pope Francis is doing, and what's the reaction in Rome? Because he's going down very well at home here, they would say, and so he seems to be striking a chord and really making a connection with people. And I think we're going to see more of that as we roll into the second year.